This Psychology Science Minute is brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Robin Fatovic, clinical psychology doctoral student. Mobile applications for stress management and self-care seem to be proliferating, helpful, and convenient. Are these applications based on effective therapeutic techniques and supported by psychological research? Psychology and medical researchers identified and evaluated 1,000 Android and iPhone wellness applications to identify how much research support they have. Results? Only 2% of the apps had support by research publications. More apps use mindfulness meditation as the singular research-supported technique before positive psychology and goal setting. The researchers noted that the app Headspace had the most research support. Most apps had only one published research study. Only 1% of the apps used online therapists. Designers created only 2% of the apps as a supplement for in-person therapy. Self-help mobile apps can be helpful in meeting goals. Do recognize that these apps are in the beginning stages of development. We need more research to identify which apps are the most helpful based on already supported techniques in the psychological literature. Use mobile apps not to replace therapy, but in addition to therapy. If you need more help, motivation, and guidance, consider reaching out to a therapist for in-person or telehealth treatment too. I'm Robin Fatovic, and that's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute.